Blog Talk Radio. Have a little bit of sharing with you. It's been a while since I've done a show, and I was doing up my monthly message, which I've been not very good at this year either. And so I decided that I should put out a show for you guys. I've had a couple of emails from people telling me how much they have missed my show. And when I originally took my break in January, I was only thinking of taking a month or two off, and thought that would be really hard, but it's actually been such a busy year that this is really the first time I've sat down and thought, you know, I should do up the show. So I have a little stuff, little bit of stuff prepared for you, a couple of readings and then a meditation, and we'll see how it goes. I have a couple of readings for, I decided to pick three of my listeners from before that have sent me emails over the last few months saying either that they missed the messages, or they missed the shows, or they missed my voice. So we're going to do that, and then I'll end it with a meditation, creating your pyramid of light in the fifth dimension, because that seemed to go really well with Sharon's take for November. So it's been a bit of a wild time. It's been quite an energetic year for me. There's been lots going on, a little bit of sadness, a little bit of happiness, a little bit of joy, you know, a little bit of everything. It's all growing periods. It's all expansion. It's all what we're doing. Anyway, so let's see. What are we having? Sharon's take. I thought I would share that with you for November. It's been a bit of an energetic, a wild ride, I'm going to say, in this past year. And I really thought I would have more time to write. And while I've done other writing, I've had less time to write, I felt. And I do miss it. And so now that the weather's turning a bit here and it's getting cooler, I thought that I would have some more time to get things done. And so anyway, November's Sharon's take is all about taking care of yourself. That was the message from my guides to share. And they said this is your time to really focus on yourself, your health, your mindset, and restoration of the self. Slow down and wrap yourself in a metaphoric blanket and drift, contemplate, and decide carefully and thoroughly what it is that truly is speaking to your heart. It is a good time to experience the solace that you wish for and to take care of your beautiful self. It is important to remember to treat yourself with love, compassion, and respect, and others will follow. It is also important to remember to treat others the same way that you would like to be treated. Some things are about to end in your life, and at least for now, while you are rediscovering your authentic self and your individuality. Sounds like a fun month. My guides say yes, of course it always is, and they literally laugh and say yes, of course it's always fun. Sometimes the more chaos, the more fun they seem to be having. And the important thing is to remember for us to have fun while we're doing this. Anyway, this is a great month for finding your footing. You could spend some time redecorating, moving things around, and rearranging your rooms to create a better flow, rearrange your desk, or even do some online tidying of your files and back things up that are important. I was going to put in here, even though I'm talking like it's a Mercury retrograde, really it's not. It almost feels like that, but with just the need to complete things. I think we're going into a creator year next year. No, we're going into a completion year, and that's what they were saying. They kept showing me a 9, and I was thinking, well, isn't it the 9th? No, it's the 9th. It's the 11th month. But we're coming into a new year, and so there's a bit of quickening energy for us to get things done. And so really it's like the more focused you are now, the better you're going to go on to this next stage ahead. Anyway, use your time wisely. And if you should find that you're in a state of unproductive or feeling like you're having a brain freeze, that's okay too. Take a time out, clear yourself, decide what is important for you at that moment. And it could be something just for fun too. And do it. Don't beat yourself up about not getting things done, as this truly just leads you to getting less done. It almost feels like you've been reborn. And for some of you, you actually have. Into a new energy, and well, in a way you have. So give yourself a break as you learn to walk again in the new field of gravity. And enjoy exploring life anew once again, without having to go back home and come back. I mean, some of you have been having phantom deaths. I said a lot of you are having phantom deaths. There's lots of extra points we didn't take in the next little while, or coming ahead. Some of you may be even experiencing new guides and angels as you have moved up the ladder, so to speak. Know that you are not alone and that you have powerful allies who are supporting you at this time. This coming full moon is important to you. You are changing, and your soul group or your soul family, your soulmates, are supporting you through this shift and all really as well. You are unlike anyone else and you are needed. The wisdom that you carry is important and light as a feather. It is not up to you to carry the world on your shoulders. Choose the path that is the most interesting or intriguing to your heart. Your contradictions and complexities are interesting, and no one can do it quite like you. The people in your life might be confused just now, as they are not really sure of the changes that you've been going through, and some of them may draw away from you for a time. And some of you may even be feeling betrayed or confused by the actions of those around you because they feel they no longer know who you are. It's important they feel they no longer know who you are. Refuse to be labeled or brought down by their energy, as they are not truly about you. Just as you are not broken, you cannot put them back together either. Each of you must follow a path that is right for you. Straight and true. Many of you have been here before, been at this exact place, this conjuncture in time. The Akashic Library is open, and you have been so close before. You will not let fear stop you this time, and that can be a scary thought. Create sacred space for yourself, a safe place for you to go. You need a sacred space to spread your wings and learn to fly. Shields up. Okay, so here we go. This means that we expect that there should be some turbulent energy when they start with shields up. We know there's something going on. And we have had actually a lot of solar flares and activities. Sometimes you need to have a shield up while you learn to work with your new senses, your new openness, or your new vulnerability. Do not be afraid, and know that you are very strong, or you would not have had the courage to brave this quest. Others knowingly and unknowingly test your resolve, and it may be necessary to become more conscious of energy interference and put an end to it. You won't always need strong psychic protection, but if you've been having a hard time or feeling raw and sensitive, you know it's time to use your armor. Set clear and healthy boundaries. Walk calmly away from energy that is draining or distracting you from your mission, and learn to nurture and support your own energy fields with daily practice. The more you do this, the easier it becomes. And so, become the dragon. I just love that when they said that. Become the dragon. Become the dragon. It is time to move on and to graduate to this next level in your growth. Take your power and your courage and break free from what was into what is becoming. Become the dragon. There is great honor and glory awaiting your arrival, and it will be worth the discomfort that you initially felt for a great and wonderful truth about your potential. is about to be revealed to you on this great journey. Begin it now. So there you go. That is Sharon's take for November. Sounds kind of exciting. What's coming up? As I said, we're coming into, just in case I don't get another show for another 9 months. 11 months, sorry. Who knows? I can't count. What's coming up in the new year? We're coming into a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's a 9 year. It's a year of completion. And so it is really important for us to get these things done, to get on with it. Use the energy of the full moon. Here locally, I've been doing on the full moon and the new moon. I've been having labyrinth walks at the labyrinth. And it's fantastic. I absolutely love them. There's nothing like the sacred space. And if you haven't experienced them, check it out and see if there's one in your neighborhood and try it out. The first time you look at it, it's sort of like, okay. The more you do it, the more powerful it becomes. If I ever need to be focused, if I ever need to, if I'm feeling distracted, all of those things, and I go walk the labyrinth, it helps me gain clarity, understanding, I feel better. I had some interesting experiences at the labyrinth here, including storms that circled around us, and so we walked them to thunder and lightning, but it wasn't raining where we were. And to a bunch of dogs that wouldn't come into the labyrinth, but did not look friendly and did not have an owner. They were like black Dobermans or something. And it was kind of a surreal experience. And had I not been in the labyrinth, I don't think I would have been really comfortable at that moment, but they wouldn't come into the labyrinth. And there was a couple of us in there walking. And anyway, so I've been doing them on the new moon and the full moon. And that way, if other people want to come and experience the labyrinth, if they're not sure how, I have little information sheets on different ways you can walk it. And, you know, just like meditation, the only bad one is the one you didn't do. And so if you get a chance to explore one somewhere, check it out. Go do it. Go enjoy it. There is a, let's see, do I have it handy? I don't. I think it's in the other room. There is a labyrinth locator, where people list their labyrinths all over the world. So no matter where you are, where you're traveling, you can experience them. They are a one path in, one path out, walking meditation that helps people balance the hemispheres of your brain. And they're really cool. I encourage you to go out and explore. Create sacred space for yourself. That's important. A space where you feel safe, where, you know, if it's not in your home, create it somewhere out in nature or somewhere you can go, you know, a church, anywhere. Anywhere that you can create sacred space for yourself, it's important to have that time to heal. If you're continually feeling like you're under the gun or that you're watched, or, you know, if you don't have a comfortable living environment, it's no way to live your life. You're continually on guard, and that's not healthy. That will eventually take its toll physically on you if it hasn't already. Not counting the mental, emotional aspects of it. Taking care of yourself, that's the most important thing. You are no use to the universe if you haven't taken care of yourself. There was something in Sharon's take where they talked about the people in your life. You're not broken. Just as you are not broken, you cannot put the other people in your life back together either. It's really a powerful statement that I wanted to talk a little bit more about. It is, it's not always easy to do this human journey, especially when we're empathic and so we feel what other people are feeling. I recently did a session with an empath who was much more sensitive to the mental world than the emotional world, and I thought that was really interesting. It was a different aspect of being an empath that I hadn't seen before. Being an emotional empath, I feel all the emotions of the world. And so I can't take them as my own or take them personally. So it's really important to use those shields to do that. It's also important for us to remember that while we can be there for other people, we cannot put them back together. They must do that for themselves. When Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall, all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty back together again. They could just support Humpty while he was putting himself back together. And it's always important to remember that all we can do is love them, we can support them, we can't do their journey for them. My angels always always tell us that. They say, you know what, you know, we can lead you to the path, but it's up to you to walk it. Hence why you are the one walking. You are the one chosen to have the most success for this journey, and that's why you're here. And there is no mistake. God doesn't make mistakes. As much as I try never to give him the energy or make him like he's not, or make him responsible for the whole world, because really we're each responsible for that ourselves. I do believe that he doesn't make mistakes. The energy doesn't make mistakes. There are no accidents. Why we're all here at this time doing what we're doing. Anyway, so that's just a little something for you to think about. So I'm going to share a couple of little readings for you, and then we'll have the meditation, and we'll call that a show. I don't know how long it's going to be, or how long it's going to be. I know I only get like 30 minutes free, and then the rest of it will be in the archives. So whenever I play this, you'll hear it. You'll hear what you hear, and the rest of it you may have to listen to. And we'll see how it goes. So let's see. So I get a couple of readings. I'm going to start with the beautiful Jackie. Yours is first. You get a reading. Yay, because you told me how much you missed hearing me do them. I did notice when you put that comment, nobody volunteered to help me make little YouTube chats. So they are going to work. Anyway, so Jackie, what do I have for you? I have a message about using this time wisely to rest and rejuvenate yourself. And I did say this, that there's a lot going on in your communication chakra, your throat chakra. And so Archangel Gabriel can help you with that, he said. And to make sure that while you speak your truth, speak it from a place of love, speak your words, choose them carefully. You are a healer, meant to heal with your words, and take that power. Archangel Gabriel is a good one. I'm also getting the Master Jesus here, so he loves to work with you at this time to help you become the speaker that you are meant to be, that will help you to get on your path and help people to heal. All right, the next one I have is for Ellen in New York. And for you, they said, make a plan. You're very much, I feel like you're heading in a brand new direction. There's a gate opening for you, and you're at the precipice of something new. And you may not see what's coming on the horizon, but there's some really good stuff coming your way. And the most important thing is to trust yourself, follow your heart, and be in your truth. And I get that there may be definitely truth, trust, and passion. I feel like there's a special connection coming your way. So if you haven't met someone new in your life, I do feel there's someone coming. And it's a deep connection. I don't get that it's just a spiritual one. I think it's more of a romantic one. And you may not see him just yet. Or you may know who he is. I'm not sure. And he may have something to do with whatever this new journey is that you're going on. May even include trust that you are safe, trust that you are protected, and I actually feel Archangel Ariel for you. Here, and she's saying that there's a cornucopia of abundance just waiting for you to discover and trust in yourself. There's like this light streaming in, there's a little fairy there, and she says, when you see the magic that is all around you, you will know how to create that which you desire for yourself. So keep yourself balanced while you're doing that. Don't go too much into the thought of it all. And maybe go a little bit more into the heart of it all, is that. And trust in that. There's all this light around you. So if you're not seeing it or feeling it or know where it's coming from, know that as you bring the balance in those worlds, you're gonna get where you want to go. All right. So that is that, as we say. So there's a couple little readings for you. It's been kind of fun. We're going to do a little meditation now. And it's Archangel Michael's Pyramid of Light in the Fifth Dimension. And this teaching came to me through Rana Herman, who is a beautiful a beautiful sharer of Archangel Michael and his wonderful messages. I think without a doubt, hers are the best Archangel Michael messages out there. I don't know if they're better than mine or as good as mine, or I mean, you know what I mean? She's my go-to on that. I love working with Archangel Michael, but if I ever want to go see if there's some, go read some teaching on it from someone else, she's one of the ones that I go to. Her stuff is beautiful. And you will find her at www.ramastar.com. And so anyway, enjoy this meditation, and I will be back.
whatever way it's comfortable.